The picture of Ethel that emerges is of a tough, clever autodidact and would-be opera singer growing up in genteel poverty with an indifferent mother. She becomes a union activist, a committed communist, and then a passionate wife and over-anxious parent. The victim of serial betrayals herself, she puts the principle of loyalty to her husband and the communist cause above all else, even though cooperating with her accusers would have saved her life and stopped her children becoming orphans. It is impossible not to sympathise with her terrible plight, but she is by no means a wholly attractive figure. There is something of the fanatic about her. Was she innocent, at least morally, as the author maintains? The answer is probably not. In 1995, the American government released a cache of documents decrypted by the Venona Project, a Second World War counterintelligence operation that intercepted messages from Soviet intelligence sources, which continued into the Cold War. The material provides powerful evidence that Julius was indeed the linchpin of a prolific spy ring that gave Joseph Stalin's Soviet Union a valuable trove of military secrets. It seems inconceivable that Ethel was not fully aware of his activities. She probably helped him, including recruiting her brother and Ruth. But that does not legitimate her trial and execution. Crucial evidence was withheld from the defence. One of the prosecutors was the young Roy Cohn, who went on to work for Joe McCarthy and Donald Trump. His role in securing perjured witness testimony and in secretly pushing the judge into handing down the death penalty was disgraceful. The Venona evidence was never submitted and was anyway ambiguous about Ethel's involvement. Government lawyers knew their case was flimsy, but thought that if they threatened Ethel with execution, she would put pressure on Julius to reveal his network. They did not want to kill a young mother, as William Rogers, the Deputy Attorney General, admitted. She called our bluff. Mazzeva rightly sees this as a great miscarriage of justice, but in exculpating Ethel almost entirely, she goes too far.